Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. Once you've understood the beautiful concept of prophethood, it's time to take the next step and understand the concept of divine successorship. One guard, check. Prophethood, check. Where does successorship come into all of this? Well, we know the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny, was the final messenger, and there are no prophets after him. But does that mean that the mission of Islam comes to an end when the Holy Prophet leaves the world? Of course not. The Quran states, and Muhammad is no more than a messenger. The messengers have already passed away before him. If then he dies or is killed, will you turn back upon your heels? That's it. The messenger has left this world. It's all over. I'm leaving. Is that the attitude we're supposed to have? Of course not. Islam must prevail over all others. That's the mission, guys. Now, who leads that mission when the messenger has gone? Ah, now that's when divine successorship comes into the picture, generally speaking. The successors of the Prophet are the Masum Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. The religion of Islam was not actually completed until the day of Ghadir, when the Holy Prophet took the hand of Imam Ali and this part of the verse was revealed. This day I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you and have approved for you Islam as religion. And the Imams have to be divinely appointed, guys. We don't get to choose our own Imam, guys. Not even the Prophet gets to choose the Imam. It must be Allah who chooses them. The Quran shows us that Prophet Musa prayed to Allah and give to me an aider for my family, Harun, my brother. Increase through him my strength and let him share my task. These miraculous verses show us that the successor is from the family of the Prophet. He shares a brotherly status with the Prophet. The strength of the Prophet is increased through him. He shares in the task of prophethood. This all adds up, since the Prophet said to Ali, "You are to me as Harun was to Musa, except that there shall be no prophet after me." Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.